broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey everyone!
Sorry.
Welcome to Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Pretty excited, huh?
We're very sad.
We're very sad.
I'm very sad.
Yep.
We're not happy.
Very sad. I hate Marion Local.
I like Marion Local.
I don't know. I don't. No. Don't like them.
Can't like them.
I can like them. They did what they needed to do.
No,
I didn't say I don't. I liked people.
Yeah. They didn't cheat.
Did not cheat.
Nope. Mm. They didn't do anything wrong.
Beat us.
Except beat us.
Well, except I think that was... They did what they were supposed to do, and I think maybe somebody else didn't do what they were supposed to do, is my thoughts. But
well, you know what, Fee? It was... That's a tough loss. That was a tough loss for everybody. That bleeds purple and white, and
yeah.
And there's a couple ways of looking at that, man. I was proud as a peacock. We played our butts off. We played our best game of the year.
We did.
We did a lot of things that we did a lot of things right.
Yeah. And starting with the sectional.
Yeah.
I mean, we came out of that, and I thought we did a nice job. We had probably one of our better halves.
We knew
we could be good.
Yeah.
And we were.
Yeah.
And man, we had them down to the last second. We had them.
We haven't been on since last Wednesday and last Friday. And let's go back to last Friday and a sectional title game against a very good USV team. And Fee, we come out and played like... We haven't played all year. I mean, we played that first three quarters of that game was tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely put it to them and came out of the gate 10-0 or something like that, you know, just it's like, wow, you know, we're here to play.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could see you get a little confidence, you know. One kid who really, two kids really had a great tournament, and that is Troy Holman, and that is Daniel Patch.
Yeah, both of them. They had a great night last Friday, too. Yeah. Both of them did. You know, and Troy catches a bad rap about not scoring and stuff, but, you know, he did a heck of a job the other night against USV. You know, they kind of let him alone, and he made him pay a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He played really well. But against USV, we all played. The Deuce kid off the bench is Riggs Toby. You know, I'm just going over, you know, Googs. Them guys, they... You know, we talk about the starters that who get, you know, they play a lot and they, you know, but our bench was ready to go. And you know, I remember it was like, I want to say it was like 16-4. And he took his, you know, he takes three, brings in the three.
Yeah.
And I'm in my, you know, at scores table, I'm like, this is a big 3 minutes, you know, because we got K on the bench or whoever he put him in for.
Yep.
And they took that lead and they just kept going.
And they moved it. Yep. Yeah, and
more energy.
Offense.
They just kept on.
Yep.
It's fun.
Yep, I agree.
And Coach Leverett, in his post game talks with us and with Rob, talked about what those guys do, and especially like you were talking about with Troy. He didn't score. He scores some here and there. That's not what his deal is. That's not his value to our team.
Right.
He does so many things right that if he never scores a point, he's a strong asset to that team.
Oh, absolutely, he is. Yeah.
We're going to talk about the game, and we're going to break it down. We also have Scott Brunswick calling in, and Bruiser is coaching the Mercer County Challenger basketball team this weekend at State.
Yeah, at State.
I think it's at Toledo. I'm not sure, but we'll hear from him.
Yeah,
he knows a little bit about Toledo.
He does. Absolutely, he does. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break, pay some bills. Yep. We're going to come back. I think Bruiser is going to call in. We're going to talk to Scott, and then we're going to talk Indian basketball right after this. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI. Not real. Come on.
We're back with Bubba V.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and we're joined online by a good friend of ours, Mr. Scott Brunswick. Bruiser, how you doing out there, brother?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Bruiser, how's it going, man?
Good, Fee. How you, buddy?
Real good. Real good.
You know, we bring this tournament time, and you know, we went down to Patch's house last Friday night after the last regular season game. We talked about the old memories we had. We had a hell of a run there with you on the staff.
Oh, man.
It was back in the day, Brian's first year, and but we had some pretty nice players. Didn't have the college boys, but you know we had some. Van Skyrock was dynamite, and you know Dusty did some great things for us back then, and we did. We made a good run, and we had the team. I thought we could go all the way, and you know a break here and there, and we would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah, I sat there last night with you and watched the San Henry New Bremen game, and Skins really played well against New Bremen, a team that I thought Bruiser had a chance to really make a run, and Skins took it to him.
You know, they did, and that was kind of shocking. I thought going in, Bremen probably had just a couple point edge, maybe a couple basket edge, but going in, you know, St. Henry, in spite of having 17 turnovers in that ball game, you know, they hit 8 out of 16 from the three-point arc, and they did a lot of good things. They moved the basketball very well. And the biggest thing is, the biggest element of the game, they took Thiemann out of the game. They made him take some very tough shots, and they made sure the first time Thiemann played him, Thiemann took it to him, and they made sure that guy was not going to beat him. And so give kudos to their coach, because they did a great job of knowing where he was at on the floor at all times.
Yeah, I'd say Coach Rosenbeck's got to be pretty happy. His team is kind of gelling at the right time here.
You know, yeah, you're right, because they finished the regular season 11-11, and I think people were kind of like, we're probably a year away. We start four mm-hmm. juniors and a senior, and the first guys off the bench are all juniors and pretty solid JV team. So I think a lot of people said, yeah, St. Henry's a year away, but they're one game now away from going to the regional, and after watching Marion last night, I think there's some vulnerability there where St. Henry can do some good things.
Well, there's no doubt that Konecki kid's not 100%. I mean, Patch, he couldn't guard Patch last night. And Patch could get around him, and Patch could take it to the hole and out-rebound him.
Brian Patch, I'm sorry.
No, Brian Patch, he couldn't be.
No, Brian would never get around
him. No, Brian.
He didn't move that much
last night. Unless he had a scooter, he might get around him.
He was pretty excited, but he didn't move that much last night.
Yeah. That's why I chuckled. No, I forgot Daniel. That's my fault.
Yeah. Well, I talked to you last night, and the Facebook, everybody's Facebook has been filled up this week.
Yeah.
About the Mercer County Challenger basketball team? Is that who it is, Scott?
Yeah, it's the Mercer DD. It's development of disabilities. Mm-hmm. The Bobcats is what we're called, and we're in the competitive division, and we are we're going to go to state this weekend. So it's very exciting for me as a coach, and just to see these young men. Just take it to the next level, and a lot of excitement, that's for sure.
Talk about how many games you played during the season. How do you qualify for state on something like that?
So what happens is, just rewinding just a little bit in the fall, they asked me to be the coach because last year's coach decided to take the volleyball job. So I said, yep, let's do this. So we did that. And we only played... we played basically about five or six games, and then we had played the other night, for example, Monday night, Trent Beckman, his fifth grade boys came over and scrimmaged us, and we had a great game with them, and it was a lot of fun. And then we played some CYO teams throughout the course of the year, and then they'd have basically a district, and then you go to regional, just play one game,
mm-hmm.
and then the regionals, we were supposed to play two games in the regionals. But for some reason, they sent us south instead of going north. So instead of having to win two games, we only had to win one regional game. It probably would have been going into that regional game. I talked to the coordinator, and it was probably a pretty good chance we weren't going to win that game,
right,
according to what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
But in one of those games, we just happened to throw everything in, and it was just a... It was a pretty neat day on a Saturday afternoon down in Hamilton, Ohio. And that qualified us to go to state Final Four in our division. So then they have several divisions. I mean, they have, basically five divisions. So we're Division Four. It's no different than high school basketball. It's everything based on, competitive balancing, things like that. So
sure. In
our division, Division Four, we're now in the Final Four. So it's very exciting. But the team we play the Medina Flash. And they play 17 games. They'll go play JV girls team, which is it would probably. I don't want to. It's hard to distinguish if that's the right caliber type, if you will. But they play some eighth grade girls teams and stuff like that. So we're gonna have a handful, but mm-hmm. but we're excited for the challenge.
Yeah, it's really cool, and we. One thing about you, Bruiser, is, as we've been friends a long time, and then me, you, and Fee, hell, that was, mm-hmm. what, 20 years ago or so when we made that run. But you've always had a great demeanor towards mentally challenged kids and physically challenged kids. And if you follow you on Facebook or follow you on anything else, you see you take kids to the Reds games.
Yeah.
You take kids to... sporting events around the area, and that's something that really says a lot about you and your character. And kudos to you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Fishmo last night.
Yeah, yeah, and you took Fishmo last night. So.
I was at Bowie's just a little bit ago, and I'm hanging around with guys like Beans Rammel and people like that. That tells you I'll hang around with anybody.
That's right.
But I appreciate that. But it started about, you know, 15 years ago. You know, some friends of mine, Jamie Suckler, and asked me if I could take him to a Reds game, and so it started there. You know, he started to bring, you know, every town has those kids. You call them kids, but they're grown men.
Sure.
Have those grown men that you can just gravitate to. And I know you do that same thing, Bubba, and so does Fee. You just gravitate to those young men because they're special. They're special to you.
They are awesome.
Your heart. They're just good kids, and they make you laugh. I'm going to be honest with you. I have as much fun going to a Reds game as those guys do.
Yeah.
I think I lose 8-1, but I will be honest with you. I eat 50 times more. It's the funniest story. We went last year, and old Ross, Toby, Freddie Flyer from Mary Mobile, he comes up to me and he said, "Hey, Bruiser, you think we can get some nachos?" Yeah, sure. Let's go do this. So we get nachos. Probably about the third inning. It gets to the top of the fifth. Boy, I could sure go for a hot dog. Let's do this. So we get a hot dog. And I'm not kidding you. It was 15 minutes later, he said, "Hey, do you like peanuts?" Well, I said, "Sure, I like about anything, Rock." It's a great adventure. And we do. We have a lot of fun. And one of the funnest times I had, and you know, Ross putting on some music, and Jamie's got his jams on, and he got DJ, and he says, "How about we play some music? What do you guys want to hear? Let me DJ for a little bit." I said, "Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea." So Ross says, "You know that song? Who is that dumbass that plays 'Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On'?" And I thought wrecked my car on I-75, so I could not stop laughing. Just the way he said it.
Yeah.
And he laughed, and I laughed. But yeah, that to me is just something that I've always done that. I mean, I remember growing up, Mike Poston, my brother-in-law, was a really good athlete, state champion at St. Henry basketball. Mm-hmm. But he had a sister, Ann, had Down syndrome, and a lot of times we get together as a family, and there'd be birthday parties, and it would overlap. And Ann, I always remember carrying on a good conversation with Ann, and they're just so lovable.
Yeah,
you know, they just love. They have that ability. I know sometimes you tell people that sounds really corny, but they really do. They have that capacity to love like nobody else.
Yeah that's
and they're always smiling. I mean,
they never have a bad day.
No.
They're always happy.
No.
Yep.
Boy, do I wish I could do something like that.
Yeah, we need to learn from them, don't we?
Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah, you talk about the post girl. I was lucky enough to DJ a lot of your nieces and nephews' graduation parties. She never stopped dancing at every one of them.
Right.
She loved to dance. Well, Bruiser, we wish you the best of luck, man.
And, yes, sir, buddy.
And win, lose, draw, who cares? You know,
that's right.
Yeah, that you guys have fun. One of the greatest pictures, though, on the Facebook was you I think he was probably introducing the team. And there was a kid that stood up, and you were laughing, and he was laughing. I think he pulled his shirt up or something. He had something underneath his shirt. And the grins on you guys' faces, and I thought, yeah, that's it. I wish I was there to see that.
That's pretty fun, yeah.
Well, the thing, the beauty of that is there's zero filter.
Yeah.
So whatever happens, it happens. There's no 5-second, you know, lapse where you got a chance to regroup. It is what it is, and that's kind of what we've addressed. We just laugh. We make it a fun. And that's one of the things when I took the job, I said, you know, the first thing we do is we need to create an environment of, number one, enthusiasm, and we're going to have fun. You know, these kids want to win, but we're not going to win at all costs. We're going to do what we got to do to play within the realm of sportsmanship and just try to teach some valuable lesson and instill some dignity within the program.
Man, absolutely, awesome. Man. That's the way to go right there. Yeah.
My daughter Carly coaches.
But I'm thankful to you guys. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on anytime. Yep. I do appreciate
you
that. I know everybody in Fort Recovery just raves about, you know, the talk show and what you guys do. For not only, I was talking to Mike Mormon on the way, picked him up before, and one thing, we were talking about it, and he said, you know what's really neat is what Bubba and those guys do over the holidays. And that should never be taken lightly of how many lives are touched. Because at the end of the day, you have one thing left, and that's memories.
Yeah.
And you guys, what you do, you change the course of people's lives, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, we live in an amazing area.
Great area.
No doubt about it. Bruce, good luck this weekend.
Good luck, buddy. Have some fun.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Later. That's Scott Brunswick from San Antonio, coach of the Challenger basketball team. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk the Marion local game right after this.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery VFW will be hosting their annual cancer dance on Saturday, March 4th. Roger Demange and Rick Hine will be providing the entertainment. It's open to the public, and there will be lots of things going on that night, including a 50-50, a silent auction, a live auction, and lots more. The funds raised will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County and the local VFW Victims and Survivors Fund. You don't want to miss this year's Cancer Dance at the VFW, Saturday evening, March 4th, open to the public. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
Stop out and visit us at the Wendling Sports Club every Friday during Lent. We'll be having our popular all-you-can-eat fish fry on Friday nights from 4:30 to 7. Along with our famous freshly cooked fish, we'll have french fries, a variety of salads, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early and stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendling Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for our all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Come on out and see us at the Wendling Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7.
We're back with Bubba V.
Bubba V.
Bubba V.
Sweet little girl.
Love Libby.
Yeah. So we're back here at Sports Talk, and we're going to talk at Marion Local game. And Fee, Marion Local comes into the game 19-4. Indians come in 14-9.
Yep.
First time we played them, we're down 4 with about 3 minutes to go. They ended up pulling away and winning by about 16.
Yeah.
The Kanapke kid's hurt. We knew that. We knew he wasn't, but he started played the whole game.
He played the whole game.
So we get off to a really good start. You know, KRM leads us off with a bucket, and just what we had to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Came out of the gate and pretty much showed them, we're going to play you.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to play you heads up. And
slowed them down pretty well on offense.
Yeah, we walked the ball up after every rebound. I thought we did a great job on the boards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We kept them off, and you know, they didn't get very many second shots, if any.
Yep.
I thought the guys did a great job there. I thought, like we talked about, Patchy had a great, great tournament run. You know, it was almost like those seniors were like,
this is it.
They got it.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it clicked. You know, it's time. Hey, we got to play as hard as we can. And
right.
they did.
Right. So the Indians take I think we were up 1 at the end of the first quarter, down 1. Marion comes out and hits some threes in the second quarter.
Big kid got hot.
Yeah, he did. The Niekamp
kid
stuck in 3 threes. And at halftime, we go to the locker room down 22-16. And I'm thinking this is a big 3 minutes starting that third quarter.
That third quarter was big, and I told Calpe beside me, and I said, we can't get down double digits.
Well, right. We usually do.
We can't come back.
We usually don't come out
against them.
Halftime.
We're just not built to come back.
On fire.
Yeah. And just what happened was perfect. Kale hits a three. We get a, I think...
Daniel came out and hit the first five in the third quarter.
Daniel made
Daniel made
I thought Kale hit one. Oh yeah, no, Kale put the hit the one to put us up.
Then he put the hit the one to put us up.
Troy Holman made a nice drive to the basket and got a bucket. The Indians, next thing you know, we're down one with the basketball. You know, we're halfway through the fourth quarter. Our crowd, which was fabulous, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Hats off to the Indians.
We haven't had that atmosphere in a long time.
God, you're right, man.
Man, that's such an
everybody
atmosphere.
Everybody was really excited.
Yeah, I mean, we took the lead. All of a sudden, it gets loud.
The number one seed team right in the nose.
Yep.
And our fans loved it.
And Cale Berry's the three on the baseline. We're up 31-30. We're going crazy. I thought Coach Guttmer would call a timeout. He didn't. He played through it. They miss. We come down. Cale gets fouled. We got a chance to go up three.
Yes.
Now, he misses both of them.
Yep.
I don't care. I mean, the kid played. He never left the floor.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And we'll talk about him. We'll talk about Cale. So we come down. I think they did make a bucket. Then we come down and took the lead again.
Yeah. Made a couple big free throws.
Rex made a free throw. So it's 30. Let's see. It was 35-33 Indians.
Yeah,
34-32.
Oh, yeah. We were up two, and he hit a three.
Yeah. So we hold the ball. We do a nice job. We run the clock down. We miss. They get the rebound, so there we're up two. They bury a three. Measure kid.
I didn't go back and watch this part, but I'm thinking that they're really good at passing really fast until they get somebody open, and they had that kid open in the corner.
Yeah.
When we went up two and they took the ball out, I was screaming, we have fouls to give.
Man,
I wanted to get
them. We only had three.
I just wanted
or
to
maybe
beat
four.
Them. Yep. Beat on them a little bit. Try to eat some time up, see what happens. But
we were playing so good, and they were struggling, and we were giving them one shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't blame Coach. I play it out. Let them.
Yeah. We were way up high. I mean, he had Rex way up and putting a little pressure on.
We're absolutely long defensively.
It's tough to make them passes around.
Yeah,
but I thought, you know, they made a great pass to the corner, and a kid buried it.
He buries it. So we play it on.
Yeah,
you know. Which Coach Leverett's done all year, you know.
Yep.
And we spread the floor, and I'm sitting there thinking we go for one shot.
Yeah.
What do? We call timeout, 7.1 seconds left, something like that.
Yeah, whatever, 7 or something. Yeah.
So here it is. We're down one, 7 seconds to go. We know who's going to get the ball.
Oh, absolutely. And then when they broke out of the huddle, I seen Toby look over at Patch, big screen.
Yeah.
So I kind of figured, well, Patch must be all set to screen for him.
Patchy set a great screen. Rams comes off of that, gets the ball in perfect position, fakes. The kid grabs his jersey. Now
there was the foul. No doubt.
They could have called the jersey grab. Now, people are going to say it's MAC basketball, you don't call it.
Right.
He grabbed his jersey. Now.
Yeah.
No doubt. But Cale makes it. He gets around him. He gets about, I would say it was about a 12-footer.
Yeah.
He goes
about the elbow,
kind of fades away. The kid from Marion goes up, but the foul, I think, happened underneath.
The bottom.
If you look at it, he bodied him with about nut high.
Man, it looked like, you know.
Yep.
You know, they say, oh, let the kids decide the game.
They
Well, let him decide the game. You know, call the foul and let him decide the game.
I have Sonny Fultz's picture up, and it is forearm to forearm.
Yeah, one on the other.
And a hand on.
You got to see the video. Pictures don't.
I
don't.
But I think that's a great picture that shows wrist or forearm to forearm on that shot. Yeah. And the defender is still going up and back.
So it's a no call.
Yep.
They call a no call.
Right.
Now, they let the kids decide. It is a written rule, it's an unwritten rule. That the referees are not going to make, unless it's a no doubter. Now, I'm on the fence on it. I can see both ways. I could see he got fouled.
He got fouled.
You damn right he got fouled.
He got fouled. It's the third quarter. They probably call foul.
And it's an unwritten rule that you don't call foul, but it's also an unwritten rule that you protect the best players on the court.
Yeah.
He's the best player on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's the best player on the floor. He got no calls all year.
No.
That
ever.
Kid?
No. Ever.
He got the shit beat out of him, pardon my French, all year.
I agree.
Every game.
Give the star the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let him have a chance.
Absolutely.
So they call a foul with 3 seconds to go. If Marion comes down and scores, so be it.
Yeah.
Kale Ramos should have been at that foul line shoot.
Yeah. Now, and if he misses, so be it. There it is. You know, we had a shot.
Yep. That's and exactly he right. missed two earlier.
Yep.
And then he made one out of two. He's worn out.
If I'm his mom and dad, that's brutal. I mean, that last game, when you watch that kid, he's had such a great career. And to end it like that, you know, and you just watch him the whole game, and I mean, they were triple teaming him. I mean, they had three guys down there on him at times, and just beat the crap out of him. I mean,
all game, every game.
If you want to call some of it, and he even got frustrated. The one time he made a jumper, and he kind of gave it one of these, you know, looking at the referee saying, I got fouled on that, too.
Yeah.
And you didn't call it.
And the referee.
And he was mad.
Yes. He looked like over and he ran over tell him to keep his mouth shut.
Keep his mouth shut. You know,
and Kale gets it. You know what? I don't blame him, though. I mean, I understand that.
At some point in time, you
got to
say.
I got a text here from Donnie Workamp. Donnie says, we should have played really aggressive the last minute. We can't go to the last second with a one-point game with only three team fouls. And I agree to that to a certain extent. But you can make, you can make three fouls in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
We could have made three fouls with no time on the
court. My whole thing is ball, pressure, push, and maybe that ball comes out and they don't call foul.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden we got the ball back and we win the game.
Yeah, because the way
I understand what Donnie's saying. We got to be able to shoot
one on one.
Yep.
But the whole thing was Fort Recovery Indians, when you look at getting better throughout the season. You know, we start out 8-1 against a light schedule.
Yeah.
And
we hit the big boys.
And we're not, we understand that. We knew we wasn't a great basketball team. We knew we had a great player, and we knew we had a chance to develop these kids.
Yes.
And to make really it so team. That team could, I mean, that if we go north, I wouldn't be scared to play anybody. Just like I wasn't scared to play Marion, wouldn't be scared to play Antwerp or Crestview or any of them guys up there.
Yeah.
So a lot of teams worse than Fort Recovery have been to Dayton or State. So,
Columbus, absolutely.
So that's what really, you know, when you look it back and you think about where you could have been. Now, St. Henry plays Marion tomorrow. Could you imagine how exciting it'd be if Fort Recovery played St. Henry tomorrow? What this show would be like.
Yeah.
What we would, I mean, I got home last night. I couldn't sleep. I mean, I absolutely could not get to sleep. I was freaking wired up. And
we drove the whole, me and Scalby bitched the whole way.
I think we all did.
Just so
frustrated. I've calmed down a little bit, but I was mad. I was too.
And the guys that were neutral, like the Fish Mo's and the Bruisers and that, and they're all going, wow, you guys took a bad call there. You know,
I know.
You know, at the time, you're like, yeah, we probably did.
Well, Marion's won so much that they're getting the everybody's rooting against them.
Yeah,
you know, and every sport.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And that's the way the whole, I mean, everybody says, you know, Marion's, time to let
somebody else go. Yeah.
And you know what? And I agree with them. I'm going to root for St. Henry tomorrow night. I guarantee
I'm
you
not,
that.
Man. Can't.
You can't do it?
Can't do it.
Yeah, I can. So
I was thinking about going over there, and I thought, who am I going to root for? Well, I can't.
I guess Friday night. Not
Friday night. I just can't. I can't.
So Landon Post, senior, wraps up his final year of basketball. Landon Post had a really good year.
He did.
Very nice year.
Had a good year.
You know, when we were 8-1 and Landon got hurt,
some of our losses there.
You
know, that kid played a big role in our team.
Bogdan's game was one.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether he scores or not doesn't make a whole lot of
sense. He's a great free throw shooter.
Yeah.
You know, so,
and a great defender.
Yep. Landon Post had a good career.
Good career.
Yes, he did.
He did, and Landon, hats off to you. Daniel Patch is one of those kids where catches a bad rap, get inside, you big bastard, you know, and all that stuff, and get rebounds and all that stuff. I'll tell you what you do. right now, let's go. Everybody who said that, grab a baseball bat, go in the pitcher's, go in the batter's box, and let him pitch to you, and then call him that. Because when he's firing an 85 mile an hour fastball at your nose, you're not going to call him that.
Yeah.
Now, could he? You know, he's a big dude. He's never been in a, he's never been one of those kids that's going to go and bang.
Played eighth grade championship game. Yep. Remember we went and watched that? I mean, he was a stroker. He's a big kid that was stroking it from the outside.
Yeah. You know, he didn't. He
we look at it like he shows flashes of he could have really been good underneath. Yeah. You know, he'd make some moves, and he did the other night.
Yeah, he'll make that
Gypsy's ups and downs, well,
left or right hook move.
Yes,
when he's doing it,
he understands the game. He's and people don't understand too. You know that kid's a presence.
Yeah,
when he parks his butt down there, and that you know when somebody drives by their man. There's a giant. You know, there's a big guy like...
Oh. Kanapke hit him last night. Kanapke went backwards.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah, yes. And I'm saying, are you getting him, Dan? You know?
Dan was saying, hold on.
You damn right he was. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, and the love I have for the Patch family.
But me too. Yes. Me too.
And, one of the things I kind of watched this year on Daniel was, okay, people say he doesn't get a lot of rebounds, but he causes a lot of Fort Recovery rebounds. He boxes out the guy, and somebody else gets a rebound.
And
he might not get the rebound, but he is preventing
the other
guy from hitting it. Yep.
Like his ball be up there, and he's big enough to tip it, but he can't get it to reach to get it, but he'll tip it to our guy.
Yes. And he is an undervalued passer of the basketball.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a good passer.
Well, he had a great pass to Bobby. Oh, my God.
Yes, he did on the drive.
I wonder how many times they practiced that since they were 7 years old, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So, Daniel Patch, we're going to look forward to baseball. And same with all these kids.
The whole starting five.
Yeah.
Our whole starting five basketball. If you want to see him play some more, come on out to the baseball field.
Yep. And add four more of their buddies, or maybe six or eight more of their buddies.
The guys that are on the bench. They're all baseball players.
And then we move to arguably one of the top five basketball players that I've ever watched at Fort Gary High School. Now, I wasn't here for Brian. I wasn't here for Jaime, vaguely. Mm-hmm. Seen Dilworth. Dilworth would be one of those. Greg and Elijah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Greg Gilhouse, probably.
Gilhouse, yeah.
He's a Wade Gilhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about...
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way, exactly Wade Gilhouse.
You're damn right he was. He didn't have the... he is... Him and Wade Gilhouse were similar players.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cale's a better shooter. Wade was probably a little bit more...
He's better inside.
Yep. But Cale Rammel's going to be in the Fort Carey Hall of Fame. Cale Rammel.
Yeah.
And I told him... Saturday or the last game we played at home on senior night, I told him, I said, it has been a privilege to watch you play basketball.
Yes.
And it really has.
It has.
Yep.
Yep.
Because
those kind of kids don't come around very often.
We've
been lucky enough to see three or four of them in our lifetime. You know, and I'm the same way. I don't remember Brian and Hybe, but seen some of them tapes, you know, and it's like, man, them guys were special too. Yeah. You know, but boy, a kid like Cale, man, you just don't see that happening. And we knew it in junior high.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch the kid in junior high, and he was such a good passer, and he wasn't a ball hog by any means.
No.
Got his 10, 15
That's
points.
One of the
he wasn't enough. He didn't shoot it enough.
That's what I was going to say.
I agree.
That was his only fault, that fault he was not selfish enough.
Yeah.
Digger texted me today, and he said, you know, I remember it too, Fee. Me and you're up there, and Digger said, who is that kid?
Yeah.
He said, that's Cale Rammel. And that's junior high.
Yeah.
And Derek said, he's going to be one hell of a basketball player.
He's going to be a good player.
And he texted me that day.
I didn't know Derek was that smart.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
And yep, we
said,
I remember that.
Derek said, he's going to be a hell of a
bad guy. His kid's going to be a hell of a player.
Guess what, Cale? You are one hell of a
basketball
player.
You were a hell of a player.
Now, this is something that used to go on 50, 60 years ago. Tom Bryant. Freshman year, good player. Sophomore, grew a little bit. Junior year, really good player, but you never know. His senior year, he was with player of the year in the state.
Yeah.
And I asked him one time, and I also said something to Hybe and some of those guys, Ed Snyder, and where they got really good was going down to our park and playing against guys like Dick Feely, Quick Dick, they called him. He'd steal the ball from you in a heartbeat. And a bunch of those, you know, Dean Mott, a whole bunch of those guys, David Williams, that was a great player before that. They played against those guys and got really good because they would go fight you, and you had to be smarter than them and stronger than them and Tom Bryan from junior year to senior year made an astronomical leap from just a pretty good player to the best player in the state in 1 year.
So I want to talk a little bit before we wrap the show up tonight. There's a couple things I want to address. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in Fort Recovery right now with our administration. There's a lot of things going on in girls basketball with Holly. One thing that I really want to stress is how Bobby Leverett made, and I'm not talking about wins and losses or any of that, but he made it fun again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That style of basketball made our fans excited.
He was trying to bring that atmosphere to those kids.
Yeah.
Because he'd been there.
Yeah, you know, he lived through it.
He's been there. I've coached in it. This is, man, and it's so fun to play in, boys, when you can get it to happen.
Yep.
And he played in it. You know, those were fun teams.
He brought it fun again. He made he is respected by the other coaches in the MAC.
Yeah.
He understands what it's like to be in the best conference in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, absolutely.
His coaching staff, Toby Metzger, you know, we love Toby Metzger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Toby Metzger is a Jones.
He's sharp.
He's a Jones.
Coach.
Of sports.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
He
knows
lives
it all.
And dies it. He's probably already popping popcorn for the NFL.
The combine,
because he's nuts.
Yeah, he'll know.
Darian Sheffer does a really good job of with the kids.
Yeah,
yes.
Darian Sheffer, if he sticks with it, Darian Sheffer could be a really valuable assistant coach.
Oh, absolutely.
Great with the little kids, great with all those kids.
Yeah.
Which would be great. He's also, in my opinion, a really good official. So either way he goes, he's going to be involved in that kind of stuff for a long time.
So I just want to say, you know, hats off to that staff.
And, good staff.
And good job, guys. And I know the last night sucked. And
it did.
But
it hurts.
But you know what? Fort Recovery basketball is, you know, if you look at what we got coming up.
Look the hell out.
Yeah, we got a chance to be really solid for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and if we work at it, we gotta work at it. If we didn't work at it, we're gonna be 500.
Right.
But we have a chance. If these kids work their butts off.
Oh, I'm with you. I agree.
To you know, be
we
really
talked about
good.
How long and lengthy we are. I mean, we got some athletic looking kids.
Eighth grade team coming up.
And some quickness.
I agree.
And some smarts.
It'll be fun.
It is. The basketball program and the boys program is pretty damn solid. And thanks, guys, for making it fun.
Yep.
The last thing I want to talk about is, I don't know who started this. And I think it was Patch, but I don't know. It might not have been Patch.
Yeah.
At the end of every game, they go to the locker room.
Yep.
They're in there. The coaches talk about the game, talk about what's going on in the agenda, and then the kids come out with their parents and their friends.
Come out with their
friends.
Yep.
And I love it.
I do, too. I think Brian did bring it. He brought it.
I freaking love that. And we got kicked out of St. Mary's Gym because all of us stuck around there, and they want to clean up, and I don't blame them. I understand that.
Right,
no problem.
Right.
Wall Park left us hang out there all night last night. But something about the way Fort Recovery does that. The kids, I love going around there and you know,
oh, I love
say,
giving five and
proud of you guys, keep working your butts off. And the parents stick around and the kids stick around.
Yeah. Girlfriends.
The girlfriends. And it's just
girls
something.
Case the boyfriends.
It's just something that I just think it's really cool.
It's a special thing, and it's a great thing to do.
I agree with you.
I guess I hadn't really thought about that when we go to those away games, nobody else is doing
that.
No,
I've never seen anybody do it. Fort Carey people don't leave. Like, if you go to our gym on a Friday night, there's 300 people that'll just stand there, and Holly gets all, you know,
oh, yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Well, we ain't got nothing to do.
We're all sitting around talking.
We're all sitting around talking with family and friends. I just think
that's
Brian Patch, if you brought that, and I think he did too.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Kudos to that because I
that's
think
a
that
great
that's,
part of our program.
Yep, I
cool.
See, that never occurred to me because I've seen it for so long. It just doesn't seem like it's anything special at all.
I agree.
And it really is something special. Once you mentioned it, I keep thinking. I don't see. Sometimes the away teams will wander out there for a little bit and say chit-chat with their parents, but for the most part, they don't stand around and talk to anybody.
Another season. You got another one in you next year?
I'd say I do. What do you think?
Might as well go another one, huh?
We might as well. We've been at this long, haven't we?
If you would say no, I would call Bobby and have him come talk to you.
I think, Fee, I've never refereed or never did the book without finish year with a loss.
Yep.
That ain't good.
I've done the girls' basketball, we've done it.
Yep.
But I've never done the boys.
Well, that was 30 years ago.
Never do it.
That's 38.
Yeah.
I mean, the girls. Girls was 30.
Right. That's 38 and the boys.
38 and the boys.
So I'm going to go to my. I might as well keep going. Hell, you never know what
I'll happen. There you go, Leverett. You got something to fire your boys
but
up.
But I'll tell you what, man.
The big guy on the scorer's table wants to be the losses.
That's right. But I'll tell you what, at that sectional title game with my grandsons, and after the game, going around there, and them guys, all them kids giving my grandsons five.
Oh, that's big.
Taking pictures with them, you know. You know, that shit means something.
Oh, man. Yes. You know? They don't realize that stuff.
And it means something to Grandpa. Yeah. And that's why.
And I think those kids understand that.
I do, too.
A lot of times, back.
Well, they remember being that little.
Well, but, you know, high school, you know.
Yeah, right.
I'm not talking these little stupid little kids.
Right.
But, no, they.
No, right.
Our players love those kids and understand what it means. It's a big deal.
We always told Cody and Greg that. That was one thing Luke and I always said. These kids look up to you. These little guys look up to you.
That's right.
You got to make sure you show them
that
you're always respectable and good on the courts, and they always did. And I remember we went over and watched. I think it was Ross Holman and them guys played it at Portland at the club, and the whole starting five went over there and watched them. You know, and there's Greg and you know Wade and all them guys standing over there on the side, and it's like these little kids are like, "This is awesome!"
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
That's what it's got to be.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
So when everybody buys in, it's a big deal.
It is, and there is nothing like high school basketball. You can say what you want about but there's something about
like last night, when we took the lead.
Oh, that
wow, it was like goosebumps.
I love it. I freaking love it. Man.
I was in the corner, a little cheerleader screaming. I'm going crazy.
I was in the corner and it was deafening. You know, when you're in the middle of it, I can't imagine what it was like.
Oh my goodness.
Or on the other side of that going at you.
As a player, your adrenaline's got to be so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
all
I agree with you.
All that screaming, it's tremendous.
So we'll turn our attention to spring sports.
Yep,
we close out our winter sports. We got a lot of stuff going on in our school right now. You know, we got Tony Stahl's the final three at St. Henry.
Yeah.
You know, Larry Brown has announced that this will be it for him. We lost a junior high principal. I think Toby's moving on.
She Overman.
You know, if Tony gets that job at St. Henry, superintendent, principal, elementary principal open.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure we got a girls' basketball position open. So. Yeah. So when you look at all that.
Because you think Holly's going to focus more on her.
I think.
When she took that from Coach Niekamp, she said, I can do both.
Yeah.
Niekamp couldn't do both. She can't do it. Yep. You need to decide which one you're going to do.
It is. A lot of work.
And she does a great job.
She's beautiful.
She does a great job.
She's a beautiful person.
Keeps us all informed what the hell's going on.
She's a very good coach. She's a great athletic director.
I think she's ahead of the curve. Couple little kids that she'll probably start wanting to work with a lot.
Well, you're right. You're a mom, man. That's tough stuff, man.
People used to talk about, you know, when Barb Saltbein was an athletic director for a long time, you can't have a woman as your athletic director.
Barb was great.
You tell Barb Saltbein that she'll knock you.
She will knock you out.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And you know, she set a precedent that's not a stigma that you can't get past. She outdid everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to thank Brewster for calling in tonight and talking to us about the Challenger basketball team and the Bobcats going to state in Toledo, and they'll have a hell of a weekend, I'm sure.
Oh, that'll last.
And we want to say thanks once again to the seniors. You guys.
Yep. Appreciated everything you did.
Yeah, Maddie Guggenbiller and the three, Landon Post, Cale Rammel, and Daniel Patch. Thank you guys for a great winter season.
It was a great winter season.
You know, we always have a lot of fun, man.
The girls started off terrible, And then they we had a winning record the last second half of the season.
I got a message from Jonas Foote says Holly is the best AD we've ever worked with on the boosters.
Well, that's great.
That's good to hear.
I agree with you. So we will see you guys next Wednesday night. We're going to talk spring sports and there's probably going to be a lot of stuff happening here.
Getting some coaches coming in.
And Jack, I'm sure we've got some administration moves coming up. And perfect scenario is for me would be if Tony Stahl would not get that job and stay put, be our superintendent.
The put off that's over there, because I'm thinking
he's been there a long time. And a lot of the St. Henry guys say it's going to be hard for Tony. You know, that's a coin toss. Yeah.
See, what I'm thinking is they might be thinking that Tony's still a few years away.
Yeah.
Get put off in there for 2, 3, 5, 8 years, whatever it might be. Yeah. And then maybe Tony, but by that time he might be stuck here. And that'd be great. But even in the
Pat
meantime.
Niekamp.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yep.
We will see you guys next Wednesday night and thank our sponsors.
Yep.
Wayne IGA. We'll see you next week.
Sports Talk with Bubba and V, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.